Come from this side, so we have two and two. Shkoyach, thank you.
It's
better, no? It's better here. It's much more comfortable. Much more comfortable. I hope that you are, Adam, mm-hmm. you are listening a little bit to the recordings, because it's not, we have, it's many, many details, and we must know it well.
You have a voice record?
Yeah. You're recording now? Mm-hmm. Avram, we are starting?
Yes.
Okay. So, I want to recap what we saw last week. It was a little bit balagan, because between the Shita of Admor HaZaken and the Keset HaSofer, I decided for this Seif, we are going to learn only Keset HaSofer. Okay? Meaning that the Admor HaZaken, we should know that he has another Shita. If you are arriving to that case, you should know that we have many opinions and you will decide according to the rabbi that you are asking. However...
Well, you're the rabbi, so that's the question.
So if you decide that is, I am the rabbi. So I will tell you the answer, but... For now, is to know the halacha, and the halacha is says the following. Yeah, the Keset HaSofer. The halacha says that the klaf, we are going to review the halachabet. Halachabet of Siman Zayin. The halacha says that the klaf needs to be complete. What's mean complete? You're recording, right? What's mean complete? Without any hole. When you see it, there is no hole. Now, if there is a hole... So if the hole is in a place that you are not writing, meaning surrounding the ktav, it's fine. No one said that it should not be a hole somewhere. If it's around, it's fine. But if you have a hole where you're writing, so here comes a little bit of trouble. So we have many situations. Im ha-nekev katan. The nekev, meaning the hole, is very small. And it's so small that when you're writing with the ink is covering completely the small hole. Okay, you don't see it. However, when you pick the clef in front of the line,
right.
So you see it, okay? And you see it, right? ואם גם לאחר הכתיבה נראה הנקב כנגד השמש, אם הוא בקו דקה של האות, של ידי זה. So if you see it and the hole, the small hole, is in a very thin spot in the letter, let's say the foot of the hay, okay? Let's say you have, I want to show you, so it's always better to see. So you have the hay, okay? Okay, let's see the hay, and you have the hole here. Okay, so because it's very thin, so the letter is broken. Okay, the letter is broken. So what he says, if you see it after you wrote it, neged hashemesh, meaning when you pick up, when you see it like this, it's fine. When you have in front of the sun, you see the hole. Okay. So what would be the situation? What is the halacha?
So,
and then the because of this, the letter is splitted.
Separated.
It's separated. So it's pasul. It's pasul. Okay, why? Because you could see the letter splitted in front of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If the letter is not splitted, meaning that the hole is in the middle here. It's in the middle of the right foot of the hay. And all around the hole you have ink. Even if you see it, it's fine, according to the Keset HaSofer. Okay? Pasul. Aval im hu b'makom sha'ot hu av. But again, if the hole is found in a place that the letter is thick, not like here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the ink is surrounding all the hole. Et anekev mikol tzad kasher. It's kasher. We said that Mozaken doesn't agree with this. Right. But the Keset HaSofer says that it's kasher.
What's it?
Keset HaSofer, meaning the book that we're learning from. Okay, let's continue. And he says, "V'nireli deyesh edabek tzat klaf mibachutz lemale et hanekev bidyuk. And he says, however, when the hole is in the middle, and we said this is kasher, right? But because when you see it in front of the light, it will be a hole in the middle, so it's always better to patch it with another piece of cloth and to stick it with glue behind. So when you have the ink, you see no hole. Okay, you see the hole. You see no hole. ונראה לדעים אין הדיו מקיף את כל הנקב, אף על פי שאין האות, תחלק לשתיים, כגון שהוא בקצה אחד. Now he says another situation. First situation was when it's a thin part, like the foot of the hay. And the letter now is split, we said it's pasul. Why? Because you can see it in front of the sun. When in the middle, and surrounded by ink, you could see it in the front of the sun. It's kasher. However, you need to patch it behind. Mm-hmm. Now he says, now if it's in the edge, meaning the hole is right here, a very small hole. You don't see it when you look at it regular, but when you put it in front of a light, you see the hole that is right touching the letter, and it there is no hekev gvil. You know what is hekev gvil? Surrounded by parchment. You need to have the whole letter surrounded by parchments. Now, it's not all surrounded because you have the hole, meaning this spot here is not surrounded by parchments. Yes?
The question is, don't they inspect the cloth before
the panic changes?
Yeah, you're expecting it, you're writing, right? Then you check it. And when you check, you say you see a hole. You didn't pay attention. It might happen. Okay. So when it's in the edge, what is the halacha? He says, makif af al pi shen haot nechlek lishtayim. Even if it's not this hole is not splitting the letter in two, kegon shu bekze echad, because in the edge and min haot shemechamat ze yesh bechisaron egev. So the whole problem is not the splitting of the letter. The whole problem is the missing of the gvil, the parchment surrounding the letter. So yesh leachmir, because it's a very small that you don't say it in a regular way, only in front of the sun. So then, yesh lehachmir. It's kasher, but you need to be more strict to fix it. Meaning, how do you fix it? Very simple. You put ink on top of it, and you surrounding this hole with ink. You patch it behind, and then it's fine. You understand what I said? אף פשע נגד דק, כל כך עד שלא ניכר רק נגד השמש. Okay? So three situations, and the situation, the three situations are very simple. We are speaking only on holes that you can see in front of the sun, not big holes. If the small hole is splitting the letter, pasul, until you're fixing it, of course, but it's pasul. If it's in the middle, in a white spot, kasher, better to patch it. If it's in the edge, because it's a small hole, yesh leachmir. You need to be more strict, but it's kasher.
So this is kasher, it could be both, no?
So the situation with tefillin and mezuzot, if it's splitting, but the split is not seen in the eye clearly, you could fix it. Even if usually you need to have in the chronological order. Yeah, exactly. But here, don't see it. If the split is very big, so of course the letter is not a letter. Mm-hmm. Here we see that the letter is a letter, just we have a tiny hole. So then you could, but always you need to ask a rabbi before, so you could have the confirmation in every situation. Okay? So this is the halacha bet that we saw last time, and today we are going to continue with the new halacha, halacha gimel.
Quick question.
Yes.
So to fix it, if there's a mistake,
yes,
either you could put ink on it or you could put parchment behind it.
So both of them, because if you put ink on it and you still see it, the hole in front of the sun, so you patch it.
If ink is not enough, then you patch it.
Yes. Okay. גימל, אם רגל החף או הנון הפשוטה וחיוצה במגיע לסוף הקלף. Now, he is bringing... do we have tissue? Nope. Okay, so let's see with this. Yes, it says like this. we have a new situation. The situation says that you have a letter, okay? And the letter is a long letter, like which letter? A chasufit. You have a chasufit like this. Okay, and the parchment is ending here, and the chasufit is touching the parchment like this, right? You want to, no, it doesn't have to. Okay, thank you. So that's really fine. That's really fine. Okay. You want some water? Let's drink. Let's say l'chaim.
To life.
Yes. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nihiyeh bidvaro. He doesn't have to go. I didn't say for that. Thank you so much, Mr. Niazov. So the situation here is that the letter, he made a very long letter, the last line, okay? Al Ha'aretz of the Mezuzah. Al Ha'aretz, the last letter of the Mezuzah is the Tzadik Sofit, right? The long one. And he went into the end of the Klav. And because the end of the Klav, he finished here, so it doesn't have the parchment surrounding the letter.
Right?
You
could erase that.
So one second. What's it? So he says, ben hayeria, ben shesham nekev ad hanekev o shanekev hu mitzad ha'od b'mivim b'chutz pasul mishun tzedem mitchilat aktiva eno mukavvil. He says, this is pasul. Why? And it could be the same. Let's say you have a hole here, a big one, okay? And from the beginning you saw it and you did it like this, and now it's missing a gvil. So it's pasul, okay? It's pasul. So
only on a part that has a hole. But that touching.
If it's touching, then it's pasul.
You can't erase it.
So it will depend on which situation.
Right.
But if you leave it as is,
pasul.
This is what we're saying now.
Okay. So what does the hole have to do with that? Why went the hole out?
The hole is on the letter.
The hole is next to the letter. Oh, the big hole is basically the end of the class. It's a big hole. Is also considered
whole situation possible.
Either this, either that.
So at the edge is a hole.
That's yeah, and the hole, it could be outside the letter or inside the letter, no matter. Okay? Why? Because he was never surrounded by parchment. If he was surrounded and suddenly happened to be a hole that went there, so it was kasher at the beginning, so the halakha would change. But because from the beginning of the writing, he was never surrounded by parchment, so it's pasul. Okay? Very nice. This is halakha gimel. Okay. Yes, any question? Okay. Dalet. Ha de pastilan de keshe haya hefsek mitchila. Hainu davka keshe nikara hefsek. He says, what we are saying, whatever we said on halacha gimel, that the letter is pasul when you have a hole or when he touched the end of the klav, we said that it's pasul, it's only davka keshe nikara hefsek. It's only when you see the hole. What does that mean? You see that there is something that is missing here. אבל אם היה בגביל, סדק דק מאוד שאינו נראה רק על ידי הבת הדקה. But if you see that there is a סדק, meaning a small... what is a סדק? A סדק is a small break. Okay, in the letter, that you cannot see in a regular way. When you see it, you don't see. If you are paying more attention, you see that there is a break into the letter. The letter is broken. שאינו נראה רק על ידי הבת הדקה. ואינו עובר מבחוץ, רק מצד הכתב, והוא מהודק, ואינו ניכר, אלא אם מגביהו באצבעו מאחורי הגביל. כאשר, he says like this, you know, sometimes you have a situation that the letter, it's often, I saw it very often, so he says like this. You have here a letter, okay? And you have here something that is not broken. It's like a hair that if you are...
Take it out.
Take it out. the leather basically is broken. It's meaning it's not a hair. You have a kind of a hole, but the hole is not a hole that is missing parchment. It's a complete parchment with a break.
It's like a bending. When you bend, let's say bend the cloth is bent, and then that's the breakage. You know, when you
yeah, but seat. you could separate the cloth.
Overlapping cloth.
No.
Some of this.
Meaning that it's like
this. Look, you have this. Look, when you bend it, there's always an issue.
Yeah, but there is a hole. Meaning that, let's say, it's this. Okay, very nice. Here we go. You see, now you don't see a hole, right? The letter is, but you could see like this.
Right.
If you do like that,
it's
right
inside.
You understand what I mean?
Inside.
A crack inside, but it's not missing. It's not a hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hole that is not missing from the parchment.
The part is complete, but it's broken.
Exactly. It's broken. A broken parchment.
That's it. Okay.
Okay?
So broken parchment is pursued.
So once again, what we see? Okay, he says... So whatever we said in the previous halacha is when we see the hole, we see the missing parchment because of the hole. Avalim haya bigvil sedek dak meod. But if the parchment was broken, shelo nireh rak leda batadaka, that is, we don't see it only when you see it closer. Veno over mi bachutz rak mitzad haktav vehu mehudak velo nikar ela im magbihu beitzba. When you don't see it. Only when you take off a little bit with your finger behind, you see a little bit that the letter is broken because of that. It's kasher. Why? Because the parchment is not missing. You understand? The surrounding is not missing. The parchment that it has to be, it's there. The hole, it's a hole. So meaning a piece of parchment was eaten by a mouse, let's say. Okay, so it's missing. So the parchment is missing, so there is a problem of Mugavvil. But here, because it's a sedek, because it's a break, that everything is there, just it was broken. There is a small gap.
I thought on the mezuzot, like sometimes when they stand in the sun,
yeah,
the cloth gets a little dry. And then
exactly,
cracks.
And sometimes they are bending it,
yeah.
Bending it,
yeah.
And then it's making a crack like this. If
I
it's making
they
a crack,
they
so
pasul in those.
It's pasul because the letter are completely broken. Here the situation, the letter is a letter, completely good.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you see a little bit close from the eye, it's not a practical case, this case.
Uh-huh.
Because usually when this is happened, very, very short time later, the ink is falling, and that's it. If it's falling, it's fine.
So
it's,
visible
it's
holes are pasul, invisible holes are kosher.
Only if the parchment is complete.
Yeah, kosher.
Yeah.
And crack inside, the broken parchment is...
The crack inside, meaning the letter cracked?
Crack inside. Yeah, the letter is going to be cracked.
If the letter is being cracked, so it's pasul because it depends on the crack. Okay, this one is not a crack. Only the parchment you could see it, meaning that the ink goes into the crack and it's starting again from the crack. So basically, is splitted. But when you don't touch it, it's complete.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's fully there. Everything is fully there, just
so
that we have...
It's not just... It's like a hairline fracture, they call it.
It's a fracture.
Fracture,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fracture.
If it's a fracture, it's kasher.
It's
but again,
but it's
not a...
It's still a complete letter because it's not...
It's a complete letter. It's a complete kvil around.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a missing parchment or the crack of the letter itself is broken,
that's
it's there, so then it's possible.
As Marzakin will say that the
Marzakin has a complete
he has a pasul on that one.
Yeah, not the opposite. Yeah. So let's continue. Halacha hey.
Hey, okay.
I want to finish this siman. Okay. Im lachar shenichtav aod behechsher nikav. So what we saw, you remember, that on the situation of the small hole, the hole that you can see only in front of the sun. And the hole is on the edge. You remember the beginning of this shiur? What is the halakha when the hole is very small? You could see it only in front of the sun and is on the edge. What is the halakha? Kasher, pasul?
Kasher.
Read what you wrote.
Maybe it's at the edge?
Yeah,
on
the
edge.
But you could see only on the sun, not a big hole. A big hole is not kasher because it's missing.
Right,
if it's a very small hole,
it's kasher.
No.
No, it's a, if it goes, you know, it's kosher. If it's a small hole.
It has to be fixed.
You fix with the
it has to be fixed
with ink. If not enough, then you do with
a patch.
A back patch.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Meaning that yesh lachmir. Meaning it's kasher. But yesh lachmir. You need to be more careful and to patch it and to make ink.
It needs to be fixed.
It needs to be fixed. Yes. Okay. So he says, about this is why. This is need to be fixed, okay? Now, we said afterwards, if it's a big hole and the letter was never surrounded by cloth, the letter was never surrounded, okay? That's what, okay? Why? Because the letter was never kosher.
Yeah.
It's not like the letter was kosher and then a hole happened. It was never kosher. So he says, aval, im lachar shenichtava od behechsher nikav shama cloth. After he wrote a kosher letter without a hole, right? Nikavak sham klaf, there is a hole that happened there because of the heat, because of the mouse, or because of anything. Vinifsak ha'ot, and there is a break, the letter got broken because of the hole.
Halachahi. Letter broken.
Okay, so what happened? Again. So, he wrote a very nice letter that was completely kasher, okay? Mm-hmm. Then happened to be a hole, okay?
So, after he wrote it.
After he wrote it kosherly,
right.
He happened to be a hole in the middle of the thing, okay? So, what is the halacha? Im nishashir tadav say kasher. He says, you need to measure if you are taking away the part under the hole, like this. Is it still a chasofit or not? So in our case, not. Okay, it's not a chasofit anymore. But if, let's say, it was a resh, right? And the hole happened at the end of the resh, it was kasher at the beginning. It was written kosher. But afterwards, it happened to be a hole at the end of the resh. And so you imagine, without this hole, is it still a resh?
Yes.
Yes. So it's still kasher. Even if the ink is touching the hole here, and there is a hole, meaning that the letter is not fully surrounded by parchments, but because at the writing time it was surrounded by parchments, so even if today is missing by surrounding parchments, it's still kasher.
But for chasofit, it will be pasul.
No, why? Mm-hmm. The situation of chasofit was because never the letter was surrounded by.
No, because it came later, you said. Now you have
the same case for chasofit.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. If the hole is here,
that's fine.
Yes, because you measure it.
But if it's in the middle, it's pasul.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to see it. You need to see if it's if.
Then I see where is it. If it makes sense, is it chasofit or is it
if the letter has changed or not?
Exactly.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Okay.
Change.
So basically, we see the time when the letter was written. If basically, you know, those halachot are good to know, but it's not practical because today, when you check a mezuzah and you see a hole, you will never be able to see if this hole happened after the writing or before the writing. It's not possible. So we are considering that the hole was before, always before, because we cannot say that the.
But they check before they. I thought they checked.
No, and we're saying that the sofer didn't see.
Like
so far, didn't see. You might because to say that it happened after it was written, and
our understanding, there's nothing wrong with the mezuzah or whatever. Sins break the letters. That's our understanding.
The sins.
Sins. Our sins. Instead of hitting us, hits the letters first.
Okay.
If we don't get the point, then we'll hit us later.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why we go to check, make sure it's fixed, make sure we do teshuva, and so on.
Yes.
So in the beginning, it was done perfect. Otherwise, it would not be. What's the point of selling pasul to begin with? Right? It's like you got tefillin, you say bracha on the tefillin. You don't just put tefillin without bracha.
Exactly.
And if it's basul, you say bracha on the basul. It's like a big So that's why, if it's basul, meaning maybe it happened later, but you go to the original.
But the sofer, he cannot know if it was at the beginning or not. He just sees a hole here, okay? He sees a hole here.
True, but your lachot are. You don't just check, you also check under the light. That's my understanding. If it was not a part of the law, then who will check with the light? They'll say it was good, nobody need to check. But if that law exists to check under light, meaning you can see a hole under the light, it's a sign. There's a procedure. You have to check out the light too.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like I saw you when you were checking, you were also looking like this.
Yeah, but he's talking about, we're talking about later, because like, when you wrote it and it happens.
When you write, the light is not under the writing.
You're
sometimes.
Right. But that's when you finished your product.
Yeah.
You check before you sell it or before you give it to someone. Yeah,
we'll do another, because
the checking. The checking
is after that. Why is, do you start it? Because it's an issue then.
The checking is with the light.
Yeah.
But the writing not necessarily is with the light.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, it might be that before,
but
from
if,
before.
If you're checking the tefillin that was used for 10 years,
yeah,
when
yeah.
you check, you cannot say it was originally basul.
You have to think
yes,
about it. You have to think what it was like originally.
No, but once again, by tefillin, you have something called chazaka. When you have the tefillin that you put on, right? And your chazaka was that they were brand new kosher tefillin, and the sofer told you this kasher, you put on tefillin, kosher tefillin.
Yes.
Now, when the sofer again checked it, he saw that this is pasul, chabesh
shalom.
Mm-hmm. So then from then on, you need...
Fixed or changed.
Yeah, of course. Okay, but it's a question. If from the beginning I didn't put on tefillin, but if let's say, I had a friend that he checked every year this tefillin, okay? And at the age of 20,
mm-hmm.
he went to the sofer, and the sofer saw that instead of being written ve'ahavta, it says ve'ahava et Hashem Elokecha. Ve'ahavta, ve'ahava. Meaning that from the beginning, it cannot be that the tab became a hey.
It cannot change.
Yeah. A whole, we could say, okay, it happened after, maybe, okay. But from a tab, a hey, it cannot. It's not possible, right? Meaning that he never put on tefillin. This is not, we cannot say that he had a chazaka that this is kasher. Because it's a complete psul that never was kasher from the beginning. You understand?
Yeah.
So this is something very serious. Okay. Okay, so let's come back to the halacha. And the halacha says, again, Im lachar shenichtava od be'achshar nikav shamak ne'aklav. So until now we spoke about the hole that was there before the writing. And then we say if it's behind the sun, if it's a big hole, a halacha that we wrote. Okay. Now, if the hole happened after the writing, right? So you could just
see if it looks like
see if there is the if the letter changed or not.
Right.
Okay. V'imav pasul, and if it changed,
pasul.
V'im anu mesupakim. כגון שנפסק רגל הווה, והוא הזין ואנו מסופקים עדיין צורת הווה ולאה, או צורת יוד וכן נון פשוטה שנפסקה. And if we have a doubt, meaning that we are not exactly, it's on the edge, maybe it's a resh, maybe it's a half sofit, we are not sure. אוקיי, ואנו מסופקים עדיין צורת נון עליה, או צורת חווה לצבו. אוקיי, מבין תינוק. So what we do?
We ask the kid.
דרחב לו טיפש, אם קורא אותו קרוי, but be careful. Because here you have a hole, okay, let's say, and you are on the edge, and you are not sure if it's still a chasufit or it's still a resh, so you need to cover it. We said, you remember
the
halachot?
If you don't cover it, because the kid doesn't see the hole.
Because it will connect
exactly,
them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got to cover it.
So what we saw last time we saw that when you're asking a child,
you
don't
cover,
have to cover.
Hole, yeah.
You could cover before, but not after.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to know the context of the pasuk, okay?
Depends on the child.
But if it's a splitting letter, and we are not sure if the letter changed or not, and the child might connect both of them together and says it's a chasufit, even there is a hole that is breaking, so you need to cover it. Okay? Very nice. Okay, מבין תינוק בשבילכם וטיפש. אם קורא אותו כראוי, כעשב אם לך פסול. Okay, וב. Yes, any question?
So what is it that you said is a pasul?
If the halakha...
If the knocks, right? When you say it's pasul with the knock?
If the tinok says pasul, it's pasul. Okay?
Question.
Yes.
So if the tinok says it's kosher?
Yeah. No, it doesn't say it's kosher. It says it's a resh. Or
so
it's a chasufit. The right letter.
He recognizes that as the right letter.
Okay.
Then can you draw over the hole?
So what you can do is... What you can do is... That if he says kosher and the hole happens... When it happened. In our situation, the hole happens
afterwards,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that he says that he's still a vesh, and he doesn't have to be surrounded by klaf. Why? Because when he wrote it, he was surrounded by klaf. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine, it's kasher. You just have to patch it behind, and you put ink on it, You fill everything and that's it. You're good. Why? Because it was kasher at the beginning. But if from the beginning that whole happened, you don't ask anybody. You have a doubt and the letter is this. You need to scratch a little bit to have hekev gvil. And if you cannot scratch a little bit around the hole, right? If the hole happened here on the edge, right? Meaning, and you are doubtful if it's a resh or a chasofit. You are asking, and the hole was from the beginning. You're sure. You're asking a child, right? And the child says it's a resh, and this is what you wanted. Okay, so what you do?
You
scratch a little bit higher than the hole, so there is parchment around it, mm-hmm. and it's still a resh because he said this is a resh, and then it's fine. And then you're scratching everything here. Okay, and this is still a resh. Okay, but if he was at the beginning, if he was kasher at the beginning and the hole came afterwards, so the parchment it's not needed to be surrounded by parchment, because when he wrote it, he was already surrounded by parchments. You understand? Hekev gvil is on the time of the writing, of course, also on the time of the checking, but main part is on the time of the writing. If afterward happened to be something, so if the letter didn't change, it's fine. Okay, let's continue halacha vav, right? Yes. So let's see this halacha. It says nikav regel asmali shel ha'he. So now he says that we have a hay like this. Okay, hay. Let's say. Okay. Like this. Perfect. Now you have a hole in the middle of the left foot of the letter. He says, "Nikav regel asmali shel ha'hey." If the left foot of the letter hey had a hole, im nishtaya mimenu kishiur yud. If there is a shiur yud, meaning that there is a small way how to have it a yud. Okay, what is a yud? A yud is a dot.
Right.
If there is still the way of having a yud, im nishtaya mimenu kishiur yud kasher. And if not, it's pasul. Meaning that if the hole is filling completely here.
Like in the center.
In the center. And you have very, very, you know, small dots of ink there left. So it's pasul because you don't have a shiur yud. Okay? If you have a shiur yud, it's kasher. Now, what happened if here, it's fine. Everything is fine here. Let's make a nice one. The left foot is fine, completely fine. Now the situation happens on the left foot.
Right?
On the left foot, here, okay? And there is a hole. Okay, so what we do here? Okay, im nishtaya mimenu kishiur yud kasher, v'im lav pas... No, sorry. V'chen, im nikav regel hayemani shel ha'em, im nishtaya mimenu kishiur yud kasher, ach tzechim lashgiach, im haregel hasmali omed kenegdo. He says like this, the hole is not like this. The hole is completely like this. Okay. You need to see if from here to here, there is a shiur yud. There is a...
connection.
No, shiur yud meaning a minimum of measurements that you could put a yud there. If you could put a yud there, it's kasher. If not, it's pasul. However, be careful because you need to have the left foot in front of the right foot. Now, if we are looking at that letter like this, as if it's like this, okay, let's say you could put a yud here, okay?
What size of the yud? You're talking about small yud, big yud?
On the same writing. If you write big, a big yud. If you write small, a small yud.
Yeah, whatever the compass is.
Okay? So, it says, you have here a small yud that you could put here. So it's kasher. However, you need to have the left foot in front of it. If it's not in front of it, even if you have a yud here, it's pasul. Why? Because the hay, it needs to be a hay with 2 foot in one in front of the other. Okay? And if...
What do you do in this case? You raise that other leg and make it small?
So what you can do, you make it bigger here.
Extension.
You could make it bigger here. And then suddenly you will have... And then you could erase this.
Wow.
And then... Trick. Yeah, but again, those halachot are very rare, and you should know only that there is a problem if there is hold in the Torah. So usually,
but if you cannot make a yud, if it's not the same size as this,
If you cannot make a yud, even if the foot is right in front, you cannot make a yud if pasul. אַח צריכים להשגיח אם הרגל השמאלי עומד כנגדו, מה שנשאר מן הימיני, אם אינו כן פשיטה שאין עליה צורה, because if they are not in front of each other, so of course the letter is pasul, it's not kasher. ואם נפסק כאוביין, now, okay, so this is, you understood the case here?
Yeah, okay. The hole is bigger and it takes out.
It takes the foot.
Right.
You want me to recap quickly?
Okay.
Yeah, fine. Okay. So this is the hay. Okay. So we spoke. Just I will tell on what we spoke. If the hole is completely here or is breaking is completely here. Okay. Now we have a new situation.
A new case.
The new case is. Where is it? One second. It's what hay. Okay. Ve'im nifseku be'ovyan im nishtayach. Now, if let's say the hole is not fully on top of it, it is like this. Meaning that you have here
cloth,
ink. Yeah. Okay, but this, the inner part of the foot
is gone.
Okay? אם זה קבל אוביה, אם נשתה החוט דק כמו וב דקה, כאשר שערי אם עשה אוביה דק כל כך מתחילתה, הדק שרה, שערי לדעה, ואם נעשה נקב בקוצה... But of course, if this happened after he wrote it correctly,
right.
Because if he wrote it with the foot, with the hole, and he did it like that, so the inner part of the foot doesn't have hekev gvil, doesn't have parchment all around the letter. You need to remember that all the time. Every single letter needs to have a hekev gvil, a parchment surrounding it. And here, we don't have it. Im nasa nekev bekotza shel yud, yivuar bechakira dalet. Okay. So, what we saw? What would be the situation if the hole is taking the whole left foot?
Pasul.
The whole right foot? We need, it's not pasul.
If, I mean, you make it on top.
Still have a yud, possibly, so it's kasher. If it still have a yud between here and the hole, it's also kasher, right? But it needs to be in front.
Right.
Even if it's not a front, it's not kasher. Right. A little bit, right? And then if it's in the OV, it's kasher. Of course, if the hole happened after he finished to write with the parchment. Yeah.
So this, because since you have a little extra.
Shalom uvracha. Shalom shalom.
You guys
have
a class here?
You need the room?
So,
8:15?
Okay.
Okay, so let's go. 8:15. Okay. Okay, so let's. We can continue it a bit more because I want to finish the last.
Basically, if you have a little dior that's left a little bit from after you wrote it, and there's a little dior left
here,
so that's considered kosher.
It's considered to be kosher because even if you wrote it from the beginning,
right.
Meaning he made a dalet like this. This is the dalet, okay? Boom and boom. This is like this.
Mm-hmm.
One bar, it's kosher. Okay? So the whole, design is to make it lechatchila, but even one bar is kasher. So therefore, if the hole happened to be in the middle, it's fine. Because it took away only the design of it.
This is after you wrote it.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Perfect. So let's continue. Halacha zayin. Im nikavcha lel habet.
So, one second. Let's continue and finish it quickly. No rush.
Okay, so yeah. So we have here a bet. Here we go. We have a bet, okay? So the bet, and you have a hole in the middle of the bet. like this. This is a hole in the middle. Harabet. Oh, hahe. Or it could be the same situation with the hay. In the middle, you have a hole. Afal pishnikav kol achalal ve'eno mukav gvil klal. Even if the hole is taking away all the parchment.
It looks like a letter.
Okay, and you have only the letter left. Okay, no, one second. Klal. Vechen im nikav ben ot le'od ve'lo nishar b'nehem shum klaf. Mikav gav kasha kevan shemitchiat aktiva hayu mukav gvil. He says this is still kasha. Why? Because remember, we speak about the situation that we are sure that the hole happened to be after he wrote it kasha. I mean, that when he wrote it, he was fine. He was parchment and regular. Later on, with the time, the hole happened in the middle. So because when he wrote it kosher. No matter if now we see that the parchment inside is missing, it's still considered to be kasher.
Considered kasher, but still need to be fixed, no?
Yeah, of course. Because you know why? Because it says here. However, in this situation, you have some opinions saying that it's pasul. Okay, so it's not according to all the opinions. יש מכשירים ויש פוסלים, ואילו על כוחך, אם אפשר, יש לגרור שם. So what do you do? You have no parchment around it, okay? So what do? You take off, you shave a little bit from the edges of the bed. All around without breaking it, of course. Okay? And then what will happen? You have parchment. You just have a hole in the middle of the parchment. Right?
That's a tough tikkun.
Why it's not a parchment with it?
No, because it's tough.
It's not where you're writing. Where you're writing, there is a parchment surrounding it. This is the main point. We don't care about the whole middle of the...
As long as the letter is not broken, as long as the...
Exactly. If the letter is surrounded by parchment and not broken, it's fine.
So the way you fix it, two ways, right? Either you put the parchment in the back, right? Parchment in the back?
No.
No?
No. It's better to shave it around. To shave it around.
That's a big surgery there.
Yeah. You're right. Okay, Shem La'asot.
But once again, you shave it off is one thing. Then you fix it, and then you do the same lines, or you have to go a little higher?
No, but if you shave it, automatically you have new lines, because you have inks here. You have ink. Everything is black.
Yeah.
So if you shave, so the black went one step up.
Yes. Yeah.
So here is becoming white from parchment.
Yes.
So the parchment is surrounding the whole letter.
But when you put a new line, you have to do it or just shave it?
No, you don't. You shave it.
And that's it.
And that's it.
So it just becomes a little thinner.
Exactly. Okay, we have two more halachot, okay? Halacha chet. Tzrichin nizaher shelo yikanez rosh alamed shebishita zo letoch halal ot he ve'achet shebishita shemala afilo belo negia. He says like this. Something that is obvious, but he needs to say it because we need halachot about every case, and the situation is like this. You have a lamed in the line under, and the lamed is the tallest letter, right? And on in front you have a resh, let's say. And what he did, he put the lamed, the head, inside of the resh, and then he's making what?
It looks like hay.
Exactly. So what is the halacha? Of course, it's not kosher. You need to make sure to not doing it because... And then he says lechatchila. Because he says lechatchila. Meaning that this is kosher, but you need to avoid to do it.
Don't combine two letters.
Why? Because when he wrote the resh on the top, he was a resh,
yes.
Right? And afterward, he became a hey. And not through writing. Through writing the lamed, the resh became a hey.
But the first intention was there.
But at the beginning, the resh was written as a resh.
Right.
Afterwards, he wrote a lamed without the intention to make a resh a hay. So the resh was a resh, and the lamed is a lamed. Just because of the combination, it become a hay. So lechatchila, it's better to fix it. But b'dieved, if you have no way, let's say, if the lamed is the lamed of Elohim, you cannot touch the lamed, right? So if you cannot touch the lamed, so you leave it as is. And we have many Sifrei Torah, the old ones, that we see such a thing, that the Lamed comes into the Chafsofit, or comes into the Dalets, right? And is making haze, but it's still kasher. Why? Because the letters were written as it should be. It became afterwards another letter, but it's fine. Okay, so therefore he says lechatchila. Lechatchem meaning the best situation is to fix it. If you cannot fix it, so just leave it as is and make sure to not do it again because it's not good. Halachatet. Im katav mitzvot male umachak et havav. So he says, et kol mitzvot Hashem, right? There is a part in the parchment that you need to write. Et kol mitzvot Hashem v'asitem otam v'lo taturu acharei levavchem. Right? So he says, if he wrote mitzvot with a vav, because you could write mitzvot without the vav, and mitzvot with a vav, right? Umachak et havav v'herich et hatzadik lemata. So, let me show you because it's important. So in this case, I will take the board in a different way. Like this. Mitzvot, okay? So you have here the mem. Okay, I'm going fast, just for you to understand. Okay, you have the tzaddik. Okay. Here, vav, mitzvot. This is the vav, and then taf. Okay. What he did, he wrote mitzvot with a vav, and he had to write without the vav. So what he did, he erased the vav. Now you have mat and taf. So he want to make combined one. So what he did, he cannot make a long one here because it's a tzaddik. Tzaddik needs to be shorter heads. So what he did, he just added ink and he made a long tzaddik here. Meaning that on the top, there is a gap. On the bottom, it's like one word, okay?
Save the situation.
Huh?
Save the situation.
He said the situation, but the question is it the top counting or the bottom counting?
And another case is which way you're writing, and it was a zot to fill in terms of kesidran, because you can't.
Kesidran is only when you're writing. Right. When you're writing, there is no kesidran because you're not adding anything. The chronological order is there.
Yeah, right.
Just you took off a letter that it was extra, right, and you're adding the ink. The tzaddik is still a tzaddik.
Yeah.
But the problem is maybe it's split by two letters. It's not one word, and we need to have mitzvot, not mats and taf. So I said like this: Im katav mitzvot male with a vav, he wrote mitzvot. Umachak katav vav, and he took off the vav. Herich et tzaddik lemata, and he added with ink the tzaddik on the bottom. Okay, yesh lehachmir. He says yesh lehachmir, meaning that if you want to be machmir, more strict, you don't use this mezuzah, tefillin, or sefer Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Sefer Torah you could, because you could erase everything and to write it nice, because there is no chronological order. But tefillin and mezuzah, don't use it if you want to be machmir. Dechol od sheno ma'arich et ha'od gam lemala nechshevet shtei otevot, because the main part is on the top. If the top there is a gap that you could put inside a yud,
yeah.
So meaning that there is a difference. This is two words, two parts. Okay, kishtetevot. Avalim be'atchalat aktiva mamshich regel atachton vekotev et ha'ot hasamuch betocho. Now the question is the opposite. He says like this. Let's say he wrote the tzaddik a long tzaddik, and the next letter was a yud, not a taf. And because he added a lot of inks, he wrote the yud here. He didn't touch it. The tzaddik, he just around it. Or another situation.
You cannot shave the bottom of the tzaddik?
No, let's give another case. He was here a nun. Like this. Okay. Here we go. A nun, and here it was a vav, okay? But the nun, he did it like this. You see? There is a vav, not touching it,
mm-hmm.
And the nun, he got... basically, it's the opposite situation. The first situation was with a gap, and here we have no gap. The letter are one on the other. Is it fine or not? Both. What do you think?
So you add the letter later? Or it's, no, it looks like
he wrote his mezuzah, whatever, and he made a situation like this. The letter You have on your in your book the one or two yeah. Two
yeah,
cases.
Yeah, but it looks like an iron anyway.
Yeah.
But it doesn't touch. When it's if it's touching, it's a tet. It's becoming a tet, right? If it's touching, it's a tet. It's pasul. But if it's not touching, there is no way to say that this is a tet. But the question is the bottom the main or the top? The top is fine, so it's fine. Or the bottom is not fine, so it's not fine.
Right.
You understand? So he says, ואי, אבל אם בתחילת הכתיבה ממשיך רגע לתחתון וכותב את האות הסמוך בתוכו, he wrote the next letter in the previous one, כזה, just what you see in your book, פנה או ארצי, meaning the nun is going
inside
of the yud, מותר דהווה ממש תבע אחת, so there is no problem at all to do that.
That's fine.
It's fine. Completely fine. The only problem was the previous case that with the gap, he took off the letter and he made it closer only on the bottom. On the bottom, it's not good. If on the top, it's fine, it's fine. So this is the rule. The rule is if on the top, it's regular and fine, we are good.
Mutar
deha ave mamash tevachat because it's one word. Okay? So for next class, Be'ezrat Hashem, I will send on the group a test. Okay, I will send you questions and Be'ezrat Hashem for next class, you want to answer.
No answers, okay?
So you're not allowed to erase the letters of the Torah that you wrote.
Yes,
depends.
It's
depends where.
The Torah is allowed.
Prior.
I'm speaking about the mezuzah.
The mezuzah
you cannot because every single letter needs to come after the previous one. I cannot write. I cannot write from the end to the beginning. Shema, it's before Israel. I cannot write Israel then Shema. Every single letter needs to come.
So this is after it's written.
Yeah, if it's writing. So the question is, if it's kosher as is. In a Sefer Torah, there is no question because you just erase it and then you write it properly.
But mezuzah
and tefillin.
So if I wrote Shema Yisrael and in Yisrael I made a mistake, can I erase Yisrael?
Yes.
You are erasing everything you wrote afterwards. You are erasing until your mistake.
Yes.
You fix your mistake and then you write again.
Unless it's such a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. But if you write Shema Yisrael Hashem and then you see a mistake in Israel, that's it.
Gniza,
bro.
So mezuzah has more strict.
The tefillin is easier to do.
You know why?
It's not easy to do.
But now, there is a reason. Because in the Torah, it says Vehayu. Vehayu adevarim ha'ele. It says on tefillin and mezuzah. Vehayu and it will be. Chachamim came and said, what mean it will be? Meaning that it needs to be in chronological order. Vehayu. The Sefer Torah doesn't say about the mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah. Vehayu.
The Torah does not say Vehayu.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.